rest of the story. Through 4 long years of high school, John had made himself a secret promise. When he graduated, when he was finally free from the day-to-day drag, he would hitchhike to Hollywood. He would hang out with the stars. And that is precisely what he did. But this is the rest of the story. Since his first night as an usher at the old Grenada Theater back home, John was utterly starstruck. So when he determined after graduating from high school that he had saved enough money for a summer vacation, he knew where that vacation must take him. Hitchhiking would eliminate travel expenses. Hitchhiking would allow more money to spend once he got to Los Angeles. So John stuck out his thumb, reeled in a ride, and several rides later, he was in the land of American dreams. It would not take the wide-eyed youngster long to pickpocket the keys to the city. It was immediately obvious to the boy that in Hollywood, in this Second World War time, visiting men in uniform were treated as royally as the kings and queens of the silver screen themselves. Even Army privates and Navy midshipmen, bottom of the military totem pole in their respective branches of the armed forces, nonetheless were welcomed in the best canteens and invited to the best shows, free of charge. And a noteworthy something else, back then and there, if a young man were not defending his country, the young ladies looked the other way. So teenager John's first order of business in the town of Tinsel was to purchase the uniform of a naval cadet. And as he had anticipated, no sooner did he put it on than Hollywood came to him. At the famous stage door canteen, where he might otherwise have been turned away, he was welcomed with smiles, even managed, much to his delight, to dance briefly with Marlena Dietrich that night. At another night spot, he was thrilled to see Orson Welles in person on stage. John even volunteered to be the renowned actor's subject for a magic trick, soon found himself in a long, brightly colored box being sawed in half. And all at once, the party was over. A couple of MPs, who happened to be there for the Wells magic show, grew puzzled by John's peach fuzz appearance. If anything, the young man looked younger than his years, and so the MPs asked the cadet for some Navy ID, which naturally had not been furnished with the uniform which he had purchased. The teenager was promptly arrested for impersonating a serviceman. The bail was $50. And the advice he received was probably worth the $50. Quote, "If you want the uniform, young man, get it the right way next time." And he did. When he was old enough, he joined the Naval Air Corps, in fact. But he would never forget that wonderful summer sprinkled with stardust and adventure, that exciting excursion into a realm over which one day he would himself preside. For you see, the star-struck boy who risked jail for a closer look at the place where dreams... You know as Johnny Carson, only now you know the rest of the story.